evening and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. My special guest this evening is Hannah McNeillis from Glencolumbkill, who was the driving force in the setting up of a network for women in farming in Donegal. Coming up later, I'll have a number of items of significant news on the local farming scene. But first, let's hear from Hannah McNeillis. Earlier on in the week, I caught up with her to find out more about an important event that's taking place later this month. And she's been telling me more about what's in store. Hannah McNeillis, welcome to the programme once again. It's probably been about a year since we spoke to you, and you were, of course, involved in the establishment of the Northwest Women in Farming Group. And I believe you have an event just around the corner.
Yeah, Chris, that's right. Thanks very much for having me. It's great to be back again. Yeah, we are just in the run-up now to another event. We are 12 months on from the inaugural event that we held when we launched the group in May 2017. So next Thursday, the 24th of May, we're holding an event to mark the 12 months and to, I suppose, kick off the 2018 calendar year. After the spring, things have settled down a little bit, so it's time to get the group back together. So we're looking forward to that at the moment.
And where is the event taking place?
The event is being held in the CoLab in LYIT in Letterkenny. It's a space that was actually I suppose donated to us by Patsy there in CoLab. So it's a great space for a group like this. So, and it's not easy to find somewhere. So we've been very, very lucky that that Patsy has given us it for the evening.
And what can we expect from the evening? Do you have a number of speakers?
Yeah, we have a great panel of speakers lined up, very similar to the event that we would have held last year. We're kind of focusing again on key topics, and I suppose one of the main topics that's going to be covered, it was probably one of the main things or issues that arose out of the Women in Agriculture Conference, the national conference down in Carlow at the end of last year. And that is the, I suppose, the gap that's there amongst farming women in terms of pensions and contributions and what women working on the farm are entitled to. And so we have Geraldine O'Sullivan, who is the Executive Secretary from the Farm Families Committee of the IFA. She's would be part of the, I suppose, the national IFA group. And she's coming to talk to us in her role and how the IFA have, I suppose, worked in negotiations with pensions, also with the Fair Deal scheme. And they also work with other farm family issues such as health and safety and mental health and well-being. So Geraldine's coming up. She'll be one of our main speakers on the night. But we have, I suppose, a big variety. We have Stella McGroarty joining us from Donegal Town. Stella is a lady who was brought up in a farming background, but she's currently running a clothing boutique, and she's run a number of businesses over the years. And she, I suppose, she thinks that her farming background has really shaped her business ventures. So Stella's going to be telling us a bit about that. We have Nicola McLaughlin, and Nicola is a young girl from Greencastle who is the eldest in her family. She's farming with her father since she was a child, and she's also an ag science student at the moment. So she's our guest farmer for the evening. Donna Maskery, who does a lot of the organising with me in the group, is going to be talking to us about wellness and stress control training. And finally, we have Joanne Gallagher, who is head of the Ag Science Department in LYIT. And Joanne is going to join us to outline the programme that they're running there. It's gone from being a level 7 up to a level 8 university degree. So she's going to outline the programme that they have running there as well.
And it's open to everybody?
Absolutely, yep. If anybody was there in the previous meetings that we've held in 2017, they'll know there's a large variety of women, but anybody from a farming background, anybody from a rural area or an interest in farming or an interest in I suppose, rural matters, Everybody is welcome, absolutely. Admission is free on the night, so just anybody that has any interest at all is more than welcome to be with us. The more the merrier.
And the CoLab facility, it's located within Letterkenny Institute of Technology. There is signposting and plenty of parking in the evenings, maybe not during the day, but there is in the
yes.
evenings. And,
yes.
and what time again?
7:30 to 9, yeah. There's going to be refreshments on the night, and as I say, admission is free. So it's just, I think it's been a very tough spring, Chris, particularly for the farming community, and it's been a long winter and a tough spring. So for a lot of women, it's a chance to meet up with some people, maybe sit down, have a quiet evening, have a cup of tea for themselves, and you know, just enjoy a social event as well as an educational event. So anybody that would like to join us, they're more than welcome.
And before we let you go, Hannah, just to recap, you're from Glencolumbkill, and last year, having seen what had happened down the country, in Munster in particular, you felt there was an opening for the establishment of a Northwest Women in Farming group. So how have things gone over the year? It's been quite a success.
It has. It's been very positive. It really has. And I think it's only now, kind of 12 months on, that it has really, I suppose, the momentum has really started to kick in, and people are more aware of us now. And we still have a lot of people, you know, joining the group, be it on social media or just getting in touch. But it's been very positive, I suppose. As I've said before, I'm originally from Glencolumbkill. I know what it's like to come from a rural community, you know, an isolated part of the county. And I just felt, having seen how the groups have been a success in other parts of the country, I felt that there was an opening for it here in Donegal. And, you know, I think that that has really been shown. We have run a number of events. We had 65 women attend the launch event in May last year, which was a very, very enjoyable night. We went on to run two health and safety farm walks, one in Donegal Town on the farm of William Morrow, and one in Carndonagh on the farm of Charlie and Serena Harkin. We had a farm entrepreneurship meeting, and we also travelled to Brussels. We were sponsored by Marion Harkin, the MEP, and 10 of us travelled to Brussels to the European Parliament. So we've had an excellent year. We're still very much getting up and going. But all the time, you know, the network is building. We have 360 members on our Facebook page, so the word is getting out there. And it's great, I suppose, even, you know, you meet women every now and again from different parts of the county, and, you know, they've been farming all their lives and maybe caring for parents or raising children or whatever it might be, and they don't have the opportunity to meet others like themselves. And this just gives them a great network, and the enjoyment that they get from it, that in itself is great to see it. And I suppose we're trying to build a community, and so far so good. So trying to kick off 2018 now, and hopefully build on from here. That's the aim.
Great. And if somebody wants to find out more about the group, what's the best way of going about it?
Yeah, so if you are handy with a computer, you can find us on Facebook at Northwest Women in Farming Group. Just join there and all the information is there. We are also on email, nwwomeninfarming@gmail.com. And if anybody wants contact details, I'm sure even they can contact me through here. But that's where we do a lot of our work would be online.
Hannah McNeillis there of the Northwest Women in Farming Group. And on to a number of other items of farming news, and a considerable number of Donegal farmers are set for a major cash windfall following the decision by Donegal Investment Group to return in the region of €47 million to shareholders in a share buyback. The move was ratified at an EGM held on Wednesday in the Silver Tassie Hotel in Letterkenny. Around 1,900 of these shareholders are farmers, with the bulk of them in Donegal. Many are now set to get a five-figure sum. Over the past year, the PLC has generated in excess of €62.5 million from the sale of non-core assets. And in another significant local story this week, some of you may have read in the Irish Farmers Journal about the resumption of cattle slaughtering at the meat plant just outside Lifford. However, around 100 farmers are still owed payment for cattle supplied to the plant there prior to that plant's closure in 2016. Well, the company which then ran the plant, Edenmore Farm Meats, no longer exists. The plant has now been taken over and is under the ownership of County Armagh meat company C&J Meats. Paul Mooney, news correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal, has more.
So it's a complicated situation. So many farmers will be glad that this plant looks like it's going to reopen now and resume, you know, slaughtering and butchering activities. But of course, the farmers who are owed money, they're spread across maybe Donegal and some neighbouring counties. They're, you know, they're obviously very concerned and want to get paid for the cattle that they would have supplied in. So the plant opened under new ownership at C&J Meats, who are based near Craigavon there in County Armagh. So they have purchased the plant, so they told me, from the receiver, which would have been appointed back in the early times by AIB Bank. So they have now resumed slaughtering there. They've done a number of days, and my understanding is that they're hoping kind of to step up, you know, the number of days of activity that they will be doing over coming months.
And that was Paul Mooney, news correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal. Those hoping to attend agricultural college this year have just 2 weeks left to submit applications, as the deadline for submissions for Level 5 and Level 6 full-time courses is this day fortnight, Thursday the 31st of March. Interested applicants are advised to submit their application forms as soon as possible over the coming weeks. And there's an online application system in place this year, and you can get further details on the webpage of Teagasc. The Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Michael Creed, has confirmed that over 129,000 farmers applied online for their 2018 basic payment scheme in advance of the deadline, which was on Tuesday of this week. In addition, almost 18,000 transfer of entitlement applications have been received by the deadline, which was Tuesday. This is the first year that all applications for the BPS and transfer of entitlements were to be made online. Meanwhile, farmers are being reminded that they can make amendments to their basic payment scheme applications up until the end of the month. Issuing the reminder, Irish Cattle and Sheep Farmers Association President Patrick Kent said that farmers have until midnight on Tuesday the 31st without penalty, as long as they submitted their initial application by this week's deadline. And in other news, a one-month extension has been sought to slurry requirements for derogation farmers by the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association. And an advance notice for you, the annual Global Forum Conference of the Agri Benchmark Beef and Sheep Network will be held in Galway on Monday the 18th of June. This is the 16th annual conference, and it's the first time this international conference will take place here in Ireland. And just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices: steers making €4.15 to €4.20 a kilo, heifers €4.30 a kilo, bulls €4.20 to €4.25 a kilo, and cows making €3.65 to €4 a kilo. And the sheep prices: spring lamb €7.10 a kilo to 20.5 kilos, and hoggets up to €6.40 a kilo to 24 kilos, and ewes making €3.20 a kilo. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.